We're going to build a little like file cabinet shelf thing, and so everything will have a home eventually. But I like took all of the pieces out of the box and I was like, I'm just as good as a man. I can build a furniture. And I opened the manual and I like my eyes glazed
The
over and I was like,
Womanual.
the manual. That's why I couldn't read it. Shoot. That was silly. Now I know.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Fetch a Pale.
It's your weekly friendship podcast that we don't do every week anymore about life.
Culture.
And definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your resident queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm Jill. I'm a straight, fat, white lady who forgot how to do the intro today.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. We didn't prepare anything.
Yeah, I had literally nothing prepared. I feel like we just recorded our last episode like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think that technically it was 6 days ago, but I was 100% sure when we started that it was 2 days ago.
I mean, we are okay. When we were a weekly podcast, we did a really bad job of doing a weekly podcast. Now that we're a bi-weekly podcast, we're doing a bad job and we're doing them too quickly now.
Oh, we can't get anything right.
We're brats.
Yeah. So fickle.
Hell yeah. What's up, Jill?
Oh, gosh. Just taking drinks of water at stupid times, but not much else. How about you?
I want a water.
Oh, what's good idea. We must hydrate.
It's gone. It's out of reach. I'm doing really well. I'm a little dehydrated. but no, honestly, I'm doing fucking great.
Well, that's excellent to hear.
I'm bad at adjectives. Or those verbs, maybe?
Well, no, doing is the verb.
Okay, I'm bad at adjectives.
Yeah.
life is great. Life is awesome. It's kind of funny, actually, hearing me complain on the last episode, because that's a good 180 from working through.
Okay, spoiler alert. I mean, do we just dive right into it? I feel like that's what everyone's here for.
Yeah, so I've been pinballing it up. I've been playing really good pinball. I went to the pinball convention last weekend. And
did you get any milk duds?
I haven't received them yet, but I believe they're in the post.
Oh, good. Did you place?
Yes, I placed. So the way it works is you get a certain amount of entries that you pay for, but because I volunteered my time, I got all of my entries for free.
Nice.
Which were 27 entries for the women's and 29 entries for the main. And I was officially an official. Let me word that different. let me try that again. For the women's tournament, I was an official.
Okay. Much better.
Which sounds really cool, but all that really means is that I was like helping score keep, like inputting scores. So what you do is there's a bank of games and you play them. If you spend an entry, you get to play the game once and your game is recorded. So you don't get to play as many times as you want. You only have a certain amount of times that you can play to submit scores.
Gotcha.
And you want to submit your best six, or maybe it was eight scores on this bank of 12 games.
Okay.
So you can play all 12 games, but it's only going to take your best scores from eight of them. I did fucking fantastic in qualifying. It's really easy for me to be good at pinball when it's just me on the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is where I really thrive and do really well. So like in qualifiers, I was pretty much at the top of the list. For most of the weekend until like the very last like 2 hours, there were my SF lady friends beat my high score, but it's fine because they took the top 12 into the finals.
Okay.
Was it 12? No, it was eight. So they took the top eight into the finals on the last day, which I got to play in, which is super rad. for the main tournament, because I had volunteered much of my time, I didn't have as much time to put entries in the main tournament. And I didn't even get to use all of my entries. They had a bunch of machines in the main bank go down. And the queue times for the games that were still in were very long.
Okay. Queue is like a line.
Yeah.
If you're British.
If you're British, yeah.
Okay.
So the lines were really long, Americans. You would basically queue up for a game and wait like 20 to 30 minutes to play that game, and you wouldn't be able to play anything else.
Got it. That sounds boring.
Yeah, and it really sucks. The women's tournament was organized really well. The main tournament was fucking stupid. And I didn't get to put all my entries in, and so I didn't qualify for the main, even though I was trying to qualify up until 2 a.m. on Saturday night.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but it was hard. And the game that I was, my game, Godzilla, the queue times for that were over an hour. So you would literally play it one time, try to get up a good score, and then go back into the queue for an hour.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, super stupid. Anyways, I placed 37th in the main, which honestly is not terrible for not getting all my entries in. And I will still get a decent amount of Charleston shoes for that, which is great. And then
37th out of how many for the main, do you know?
Maybe like 150.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. And then in the women's, we did the semifinals first thing, and we did four rounds, and I placed first in the first round, second in the second round, and I was pretty much a shoe-in. All I had to do was not have two fourth places on the third and fourth round, and that is what happened.
Oh.
Yeah. So the woman who got to pick the games, because she was a higher seed than me, picked the games that I was the weakest on, and I think that she did it on purpose.
Which move?
A strategic move.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how long it took her to get home with her flat tires, but that's not my problem.
Also a strategic move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I did end up coming in fifth. I didn't make the top four finals, but fifth is really good, and that's probably going to move me at least into top 10 in the women's rankings for North America.
That's amazing.
Once, you know, once the sugar daddies come through.
This is a fun new game. Well, that sounds like overall very successful as far as pinball goes.
Yeah, well, there's, and also, so in the main tournament floor, I mean, the main convention floor, so outside of the tournament, there's hundreds of games, and Stern, who is a pinball manufacturer. Nice, Jill. Very nice. They had this big setup on the main floor with a bunch of their newer games, and the newest kind of technology in pinball is they have this thing called Insider Connect, where a machine, you can mod this machine. They sell these little modifications where you have a profile on Stern Insider Connect, and you pull up your personal QR code and you hold it to the game, and it scans your QR code, and then it keeps track of like all of your stats and all of like the little achievements that you can do on the game. And in this particular scenario, they were having a mini tournament where you could go play the games as much as you want, and they kept track of the high scores for each of their games.
Well, that's super fancy.
And then the people on the high score list at the end of the weekend would get a prize. And so I put up a high score on Godzilla, and I put up a high score on The Mandalorian. And so I won a sweet Stern t-shirt and like a little sticker pack.
Cute.
So I'm not a loser.
I don't think anybody implied that you were.
Only me.
Oh, okay.
So I won the t-shirt and the sticker pack from Stern. And the sticker pack is like a sticker pack, but it's Stern. And it's like my favorite. Those are all my favorite games are Sterns. So like putting that on like a little beer koozie type thing. Like,
yeah,
I love it. I would buy that. So I left there a winner. I will take fifth, which is really good. And a shirt and a sticker pack.
Yeah, that does sound like a winner's weekend.
Thanks. And then my team league, so I also play in a pinball team league, and our team is the queer team. We had a semifinals match on Tuesday, and there's several rounds, and I won both of my rounds on Godzilla.
Nice.
Which is awesome. And like, I was very, very confident. It was at a venue where I know that Godzilla machine really well. So I was very confident, and my team was very confident that if you put me on Godzilla, we're not going to lose. And we didn't. So that was a good feeling. And we went into the last round somehow. I mean, to be honest, I was surprised that we even made the semifinals. So we went into the last round, and I was thinking, all right, it's already over, right? And they were like, no, actually, there's two games to be played. And they have to win both of them in order to tie us. So all we have to do is win one game.
Oh, wow.
And so their team like won one of the games by a lot because they have like one of the really good players. Actually, the woman who picked my bad games is on their team.
Oh.
The one with the flat tires.
Right. I'm surprised she made it to this event.
I know, right? She must have got a ride or something. But she won that game. And then the very last game that we had to win, our team captain, Gene, put up the most ridiculous score on the Metallica machine that anyone's ever seen. Like, a decent score on that game is like 50 mil. Gene put up over 400 mil.
Whoa.
And he was playing that game for like half an hour. And like, there was a bunch of us like recording and stuff. It was really cool. And this morning, I was like strolling through Instagram, and Stern's Instagram featured Gene's game. Like, there's a video of him playing it.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so fucking rad. So our team captain Gene won that for us, and we won the night, and we move on to the finals in 2 weeks.
Congrats. That's huge.
Thank you. It's super huge. Like, I had zero faith in us.
Well, you've learned a valuable lesson here.
I really have, yeah. And then last night, I decided that I would go to Oakland and put up some scores for the Selfie League. So there's also a Selfie League in Oakland, similar to the one that I run here in San Francisco. And so I put up a few scores, went to a few bars, and then I actually ended up at the Pinball Museum in Alameda. And they have a pinball league that meets weekly that I never get to play in because it's so far. And so I went last night and played with them. 30 something people and placed fifth again. Nice. Another fifth. But like, I am just playing really good pinball lately.
That's so great.
It's wild. And then after that I went to another pinball bar in Oakland and met up with one of my teammates, and she was kind of teaching me some of the games, and I put up like this crazy fat score on Guardians of the Galaxy that I was able to submit to the Selfie League. So I'm really happy about that. It's just been like a shit ton of pinball.
Well, that's fun.
Super fun. I love it. I love pinball. I can't get enough. I want to be playing pinball right now.
Too bad, bitch.
I know.
You gotta talk to me.
How lame is that?
I know, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, do I have
that's
to wait?
It.
Do we have to go to the cork board and come back for you to give me the real tea?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but what have you been up to? Is that...
I've been working. Actually, we're rolling out like this really huge project at work, and the kickoff meeting is tomorrow, and there's like a 15-hour training course, self-led training course that I need to get done like in the next week. And I don't have time to do any of this. And so naturally today, I decided to clean and rearrange my office.
As you do.
As you do. So if we do actually pull anything from OBS, everyone will see behind me all of the items piled on my couch that used to be on a table that I took apart. We're going to build a little like file cabinet shelf thing, and so everything will have a home eventually. But I like took all of the pieces out of the box, and I was like, I'm just as good as a man. I can build a furniture. And I opened the manual, and I like my eyes glazed over.
The manual.
Like, the manual. That's why I couldn't read it. Shoot. That was silly. Now I know. But yeah, I just was like immediately overwhelmed. So Jake's going to help me put it together either tomorrow or Saturday when we have time. And that's cool, I guess. So right now I'm like, I was feeling overwhelmed because my office is a little claustrophobic. And then I just made it much worse. But, you know, I feel like I did something. So right. we're moving in the right direction.
Cool.
And then maybe tomorrow I'll do my actual job. We'll see. Time will tell.
Working's for chumps.
Yeah, I know. You just got to do what you love and get paid.
Yeah, that's the secret.
Don't you? Don't you sometimes feel like, oh, I don't want to go to work today? Or are you just like pumped to walk dogs every day of your life?
No. That's correct. I mean, even when I worked in the skydiving industry, there were several days that I hated going to work. Like, it's just monotony, I think, you know?
Yeah, just doing the same thing every day, no matter what it is, I feel like. And my job's a little different every day. Like, the actual content changes. But the, like, sitting in the same room, looking at the same screens, like, touching the same stuff.
Yeah.
That part gets old.
Yeah, I imagine working from home, there's a whole other element to it.
Probably. I like working from home, but one of the things that's nice about it is every few months I can rearrange my office and then it feels new again.
Right.
So it's important, okay?
It's hard for me to stay home. I feel like I couldn't do working from home.
Yeah, you'd get antsy pants.
Right, I'd get cabin fever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have that problem. I think I would if I didn't have a dedicated office space.
Sure.
But, like, this really does, it feels like my space. I can do whatever I want with it, and I like that about it. And it's very separate from the rest of our living space.
Yeah, are you able to pick your top 8 friends in your space?
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't make the cut. I was hoping you wouldn't bring it up, but I feel like I have to be honest. Anyway,
cool.
That's all about me.
All right. That's all about me. Let's go to the corkboard.
Let's go. Let's go. That's how you said it last week.
Let's go. I thought about that when I heard it. It's L-E-S-H-K-O.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Welcome back. We still don't have any emails. Please email us questions@fetchapale.com.
Just do it.
We're not going to record another episode till we get an email.
You've been threatened.
But I will tell you, as I'm sure you already know, my obsession is I've literally haven't stopped playing pinball. They announced the dates for an event called InDisc, which is an acronym for It Never Drains in Southern California.
It never drains?
It never drains. Like, you never drain a pinball ball. Like, when a ball goes down, it drains.
Oh, I did not know that terminology. I'm learning.
So It Never Drains in Southern California is a big convention, bigger than this last one, California Extreme. And the dates have been set for January, and I've already bought my plane tickets.
How exciting. Where in, is it in LA or?
It's in the Riverside area.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, some bad news is one of my really good friends, Paige, is moving away from the Bay Area, but she's moving to North Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Which is like an hour from Riverside, but she actually joined me for the last day of California Extreme and she loved it.
How so fun.
She's going to join me for the last day of InDisc, and then I'm going to spend the last few hours going back to North Hollywood, seeing her place, and then flying out of LAX.
Well, that's really great.
Yeah, so, like, it worked out really, really well. Hate to see her go, but glad she'll be in the LA area while I'm there on my trip.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and that's, like, nice to have something on the books to look forward to, you know?
Yeah, and I'm ahead of the game, so all I gotta do is buy my ticket to InDisc and then the hotel room. Plane's already booked. And I got fucking $90 tickets there and back.
Oh my gosh, what a steal.
Yeah.
Basically free.
Basically. I mean, I usually just throw that money away every day. $90, that's nothing to me.
Just in the trash?
Yeah, just right down the toilet, I flush it.
Do you invite a poor person over to watch? Like, I don't understand. Is this a fetish? What is this? Flex.
I'm grossed out by myself that I even joke about that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't think we believed you.
Okay, good. That's been my obsession is just pinball.
Yeah, that's great. I love it for you. I am not into anything right now. So we'll try again next week for me.
I haven't really been into like putting anything inside me.
Yeah.
I keep saying festival, but it was a convention. Convention sounds more nerdy, so like I choose festival. But like I drank a bunch of White Claws, but that's normal.
That's cool.
They had really shitty food. It was like hotel convention food there. Mm.
I would have thought they would have had like some vendors or booths or something for food.
You know, if they had a couple food trucks, they would make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But I did go to In-N-Out.
Ooh,
I went to
nice.
In-N-Out. Yeah. When I left the convention, I went to In-N-Out, which I haven't been to in a long time. But yeah, I've been meaning to go to Costco and get some chicken and scramps.
It hasn't happened.
But it hasn't happened. I've just been really busy.
Yeah.
Doing important things like pinball. Like sustenance? Who's she?
I don't know her.
You know her. I only know pinball. You can't sit with a sustenance. Can you imagine a person named sustenance?
Oh my gosh. There's got to be one.
I can't wait to have another dog.
I hate that. I don't think you should name... I was going to say I don't think you should name people or animals after things, but... Jake's parents' dog's name is Toast, and I think that's cute.
Oh, that is cute. I like that.
So maybe I lied, but sustenance I don't like as a name.
Yeah, sussy.
Sorry. Sussy. I technically have been putting things inside me, but they've just been coming right back out. So
oh, no.
Nothing to write home about. Just had a bit of a sick belly the last few days.
Bummer.
Yeah.
I would love to help you. I have a home remedy for upset stomachs, and it's a big bowl of beef chili with a tall glass of milk.
That makes me so gaggy. Ooh, that was gross. Thank you. I'm obviously lactose intolerant.
There's no lactose in chili, Jill.
Okay, my bad.
All right. On to the queer corner. I have nothing. So I guess that's it.
Well, you just... Okay, two things. The first thing is I don't have a fap check, but I do have a segment that I wanted to make an intro song for, and then I forgot about it. But I'm going to call it Jill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, I like it.
Jill.
You can tell I like it because I almost said love and then I went back to like.
Yeah, don't let it go to my head. So I was trying to think of something that would rhyme, like it could be my name and then another word that rhymes with bitch, but I got nothing.
Okay, I like Jill Nye.
Yeah, so that's what we're going with today. This is pretty much everything we already said when trying to figure out what a cold is and how you get sick.
Oh, yeah. I actually want to know about this.
Okay. So a cold is caused by a virus, which causes inflammation of the membranes that line the nose and throat. So if you get an actual cold, you've caught a virus. Just given cold weather alone doesn't make you sick. This is according to a doctor who was quoted on heart.org. Not a website I've been to before.
Okay.
They said there's just a lot of variables. For one, viruses may survive and reproduce more easily in the cold, dry air of winter. So I was thinking it was maybe our immune systems that are compromised by cold, but it's more likely that the viruses have an easier time surviving and thriving.
Okay.
And then cold mites might be a thing.
No way.
So according to Science Daily, an article from 2004 says researchers discover cold virus can hit and hide. It used to be thought that the virus could only survive in the body for a few days, but these new results show that the virus can survive for many months or even years, perhaps causing long-term effects on health.
Did they say cold mites?
No.
Oh, God. I thought I was a genius for a second.
I mean, you are.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could be a thing.
So I have a letter here. I was curious about this, too, so I wrote a letter, and I have a letter here from Dr. Fauci himself that says, and I quote, "Bears are not real."
Maybe that's why he's retiring. That's a good one. Okay, that was Jill Nye.
Thanks, Jill Nye.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this girl.
Tell us everything.
So things are great. Things are really great. She and I had a really incredible weekend at the pinball thing. Honestly, like, I went into it kind of in a bad mood about it. And she actually told me later that when I picked her up, she thought that I was in a bad mood, which really? I was.
Yeah.
We sort of smoothed it over in the car, like on the way down over there. And then just like everything was fantastic. We were joined at the hip all weekend. We had a lot of fun. We drank, we played a shit ton of pinball. But I just had this like thing in my head, like I need to have a sit down with her, have like a real conversation with her, you know. Mm-hmm. But we were just having fun like all Friday night, and we were both drinking and doing mushrooms and having a blast. And then like at 2 a.m. back to the hotel room, and we're like fooling around as you do. Mm-hmm. And we're like pretty much naked, and as she's like starting to slip my underwear off, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I can't do that with you. And she's like, why not? And I'm like, you're not gonna like this. And then we literally talked for like 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
About sort of my expectations and like being in a relationship, and how like if we have sex, like, I'm going to get really attached to you. Mm-hmm. And I can't get attached to you because I'm not sure that you are someone that I can be that with, you know. And she really opened up, and I really opened up, and it was a really wonderful, amazing conversation.
Well, that is making my heart just swell up with pride.
It was really amazing. And she was even like, wow, like, no one's ever just stopped me. Like, no one just stops in the middle of it. And I was like, I probably fucking scared her off, honestly.
Yeah.
But we went to bed at like 4 a.m. And the next day I'm like, all right, this is the real test. But it was even better than Friday.
Oh, good.
It was super, super amazing. And like, we both want to compromise and like make this work. Like, I acknowledge that I overthink and I'm very needy. Mm-hmm. And she acknowledges that she could do a better job communicating with me. And we both want to make this easier for each other and make things work. And it was honestly the best possible outcome.
That's amazing.
It really is.
You were like finally rewarded for open and honest communication.
Right? What the fuck? Like, most people run away.
Yeah. That's a really good sign. I feel like that says a lot about her.
Yeah. She's so great, Jill.
She's okay, wonderful. Well, if I said anything judgmental about her in the last episode, I take it all back.
I take it back, too. I'm like, God, I hope she never listens to this.
Maybe, like, somewhere down the road, it'll be, like, funny.
Yeah, hopefully.
I actually just recently told Jake about a conversation I had with a coworker when he and I first started dating, where I was like, I don't know, I feel like it's heading towards a relationship, and like, I don't know if I want that. And she was just like, why? And I was like, I don't know, I've just always been single. I don't really know how to like be a girlfriend or what that would look like, and it seems intimidating. And she was just like, if you like him, just like date him. And then if he's like, be my girlfriend, just say yes.
I mean, like, yeah, it sounds so simple.
I know. I was like, okay. And then by the time he asked me, it was like not even a question. In my mind, I was like, of course. Like,
yeah.
Duh.
I mean, that's almost verbatim what I said. Like, I don't know if I really want to date this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like,
you do.
Oh my God, of course I do.
Aww. Yeah, sometimes there's like a moment of clarity, I feel like.
Yeah, honestly, it's a lot of insecurities on my end, you know? And now that she knows about it, she has been doing an incredible job of making me feel less insecure. And like, she has been texting me regularly. And that's something that I really thrive on. And I feel like she is willing to help me with that. But also at the same time, like after that weekend ended, like we didn't text the whole day after, and it was easier for me because now I know where she's at.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to overthink and like think, does she really like me or not? Because she has proven that she really does like me.
Yeah.
And so I'm less insecure about it, you know?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
It's been a real compromise for both of us, and it's been fantastic.
That's amazing. Yeah, and like communicating your needs clearly instead of like stewing on something and letting the other person guess what's wrong.
Yeah.
Like that's a skill that does not come easily, but it is super important.
It really is, especially for me.
Yeah.
I told her also that night that I feel like I don't really know her that well. And like when we went to In-N-Out, she really like opened up and told me about her relationship with her family and stuff like that. So I just feel like things are going really well. Tuesday was amazing. She said, and Alex has said to me in the past that I have a very butch lesbian energy, which I don't like. I hate that because I'm not a lesbian.
Right.
You know, I'm definitely bisexual, but I'm not a lesbian. And I hate that I give off butch lesbian energy. So on Tuesday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to show her. And I fucking got dressed up, did my makeup, and I looked fucking hot.
That's amazing.
I looked so good. And I felt really good about that. And she thought I looked hot too. So.
Hell yeah.
That's all that matters. Now I can go back to my pants and t-shirt.
I've never gotten butch lesbian energy from you, but I also like don't know if I pick up on those types of energies.
Yeah, I mean the only people that have said that to me are lesbians. Which is worse.
Yeah.
Because it's more true.
Yeah, that's a more reliable source. But I've just never noticed it. I wear a lot of pants and t-shirts.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think it's fair.
It's not.
I'm on your side.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we had a great time on Tuesday. Tuesday was awesome. We won that day as well. And then tonight after we record, I'm going to go to tennis and then we're going to go watch a movie at her house.
Workout tennis.
Yeah. Is that fun?
One could argue. No.
Tell me if this is too much. She's flying out. She's from New York. She's flying out to New York on Friday, tomorrow, to go visit her family. And I bought her a book because she loves to read. And I thought she might want to read this book on the flight. And it's a pinball book. And I wrote on the cover, not on the cover, but on the inside, I said, I'll never forget our incredible weekend at Calfording Stream. Thanks for making it special when lit. And when lit is parenthetical because that special when lit is a pinball thing.
Mm.
Is that too over the top?
No. Did you put your name after that?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. I should do that. Yes, of course I put my name.
I mean, as long as you didn't put like, I love you forever.
No.
Heart Jackie, then it's not too much.
No.
That would be too soon.
No. Okay, cool.
No, I think that's really nice because no matter what happens, that was special.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Cool. I'm a fucking catch.
I'm excited. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been a long time since you've been like genuinely interested in someone, I feel like.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been a long time since someone showed interest in me. So.
Yeah, like in the right way or enough of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And like the despite not having sex, that night was incredibly hot.
Oh, yeah. Did you have sex after that?
We did not.
Okay.
In fact, things got a little hot and heavy again. Mm. And I was like, okay. And she was like, nope, you said no. She's being like a tease. And I thought that was super hot.
Oh, she got you?
She did get me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I love this. I think like fresh relationships are so fun and magical. And like there's so many really amazing things about once you've been in them for a long time. But, you know, you never get to do that beginning stuff over again. So I'm really excited that we're going to document it.
Yeah, me too.
Yay.
Yay. That's been your queer. That's been my queer corner.
Yeah, let's be real. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm only a little mad at you for making me wait until the end of the episode.
Gotta keep them tuned in, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, we get all those statistics that are like, this person dropped off at 24 minutes. And it's like, we can't fucking have that. I think they just fell asleep.
Probably.
Not crashed. This time. On the edge of their seats.
Or they crashed their vehicle.
Oh, God. I hope not. Stay safe out there, drivers.
Did you watch anything?
We've been watching a lot of Alone and Star Trek The Next Generation on my lunch breaks and Love Island and The Bachelorette. So just all the same things. No new things.
Cool. I've been watching a lot of pinball tutorials on YouTube.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I've also been watching ServiceNow training videos.
Oh, God.
So that's been pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah. Well, no game. Do you want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's call it a shorty.
All right, shoddy. Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dancels on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks, as always, to Adam for our corkboard song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamoliveris.com.
Nice. I'm off to tennis, trying not to get sick this time.
Yeah, good luck. Jesus.
Thanks. Okay, love you.
I believe in you. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter, at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram, at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jackie and Jill production. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend.
Run speed test, please, internet machine.